Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to a podcast from The Pool. If you enjoy this episode, we'd love it if you could rate, review and subscribe. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Viv Gruscup, your pool agony aunt. I'm here to tackle your emotional issues and dispense the tough love that your friends are too polite to give. On this week's Dear Viv, a dilemma about having a C-section. Dear Viv, writing this email, I feel completely ridiculous because I know the answer to my own question and I know exactly what I'd tell other people if they thought this way. No, there is no right or wrong way to have a baby. A woman does not have to go through pain to feel worthy. But I can't shake this feeling, which annoys me so much because I'm a smart, educated, badass woman. I'm a law student in my final year and I'm expecting my first child, planned for, but I didn't think it would happen that fast. Throughout my pregnancy, I've had a low-lying placenta, and at my last scan, it had moved, but not completely as much as it needs to. I have one more scan scheduled before my due date. Originally, when the placenta hadn't moved, I was slightly upset, as I'd always imagined I'd give birth naturally. I know how ridiculous that sounds because you can't plan these things, and I've been telling everyone how happy I am just to go with the flow and do what's best for the baby, but initially I was upset. However, after talking it through with my partner, I began to think that actually maybe a C-section was best for me. As I said, I'm still at university, I'm working on my dissertation, and I have two policy papers to submit before the end of the semester. Having a set date for the baby's arrival would make things easier and means there won't be the chance of me being overdue and then not being able to make it home in time for Christmas. But is this completely selfish and stupid of me to want this planned C-section? I know you can't plan anything with a baby. Am I being naive or ungrateful by trying to? I don't want to seem like a terrible mother who wants the baby out early so that she can get on with her life, when obviously it's safer for him the longer that he's in there. I feel cowardly and unprepared. I never normally feel young or inexperienced, but right now I do. I look at older women in my antenatal class who say with confidence, "My section is scheduled for such and such date," and I wish I could be like them. I don't know why I feel like I have to make excuses for wanting or maybe needing a C-section. Any other woman, I'd tell her, you don't have to justify yourself to anyone. So why am I trying to justify myself to myself? Yours, first-time mother. Oh dear, lovely first-time mother, thank you so much for writing in. I think anyone listening will automatically be thinking that your concerns are so natural and your beating yourself up is so natural as well. You know, we all have these ideas around the people that we are, the identity that we have, our intelligence, how smart and badass we are. And then a baby comes along, a pregnancy comes along, an emotional challenge comes along, and suddenly we're confronted with reality and we find that we perhaps would tell other people one thing that sounds logical, but we find it really difficult to tell that thing to ourselves. So I hope writing it really helps you, because you'll have seen how mean you're being to yourself. And I hope that by writing it, you did start to let yourself off the hook already. I'm really hoping this reply reaches you in time for your due date. By the time you hear this, you might have already had your baby, whether by planned C-section or some other means. There are many means, she said, after having had three babies. One of the perils of Dear Viv is that I don't know when somebody writes in if they're going to hear the reply in time. So I hope you will hear this. The thing I most want to say to you is just want what you want. You're completely entitled to want what you want. And as you say, you don't have to justify yourself to anyone. You've got this nagging doubt in the back of your own mind of, what if this means that I'm being a bad mother? Well, get used to that doubt, because it's going to be yours now for the rest of your life. And it's completely normal. It's what means that you are a good mother, that you judge these things and you weigh up the possibilities and whether it's the right or the wrong thing. We beat ourselves up so much as mothers. And I wish in some ways that we could stop, but I don't wish it in other ways, because I think it shows that we're good people and we care and we realise there are lots of options and we're always trying to find the best option for our children and for ourselves. The other thing to bear in mind is that you are pregnant, and when a person is pregnant, I speak from experience, you start distracting yourself with all kinds of crazy things and you become very anxious about very specific moments. And as soon as that baby is out, you will forget that you even worried about that at all. You won't believe that you even wrote this letter or cared about the planned C-section. Let me tell you that. We really need to learn, I think, as women and also as parents for men as well, to let go of control and trying to plan everything. I don't mean you shouldn't plan your C-section. I mean trying to plan that everything is going to be perfect and that every decision is going to be the right decision and that everything we do has got to be exactly as we would want it. Parenting does not work like that at all. Pregnancy doesn't work like that. Children don't work like that. It's really, really hard to face these decisions and to acknowledge the fact that we do not have as much control as we would like to. I think sometimes in life we make a decision, and I feel as if you have made a decision here and you're just trying to make yourself okay with it, but we still feel the pain of making the decision after we've made it. So when you ask, why am I trying to justify myself to myself? I would answer, because you are a nice person and you are an intelligent person. And you're quite rightly questioning, you know, you say that you're studying to be a lawyer. Well, you know, you're interested in facts and information and you're constantly questioning as to whether this is the right decision. I hope that seeing the decision in black and white helped you. I think sometimes writing things down, and especially when you're in the emotion of pregnancy, it can really help to write these things down and rehearse different outcomes and how we might feel about them. But for me, the most important thing here is trust. It's about learning to trust yourself that you can cope with whatever happens. You can cope with making a right decision. You can cope with making a wrong decision. You can trust yourself around uncertainty. You can trust yourself to answer the person who might say, well, I would never have a planned cesarean. Well, good luck to you. You've made a different decision. I feel you've got your head screwed on and you know yourself and you can trust yourself to do what's right and also trust yourself to cope with the consequences. I really do wish you all the love in the world with your new baby, however he or she comes out, although it does sound like you know it's a he. One final thought I want you to really bear in mind is that I felt your question is a lot like the moment when people worry about their wedding. They become completely obsessed with their wedding day and every single little detail, when what they should really be worrying about is what's going to happen after the wedding day, which is the rest of their life together, their marriage. Like, a wedding's not difficult, a marriage is difficult. And it's exactly the same with babies. You know, when we're pregnant, we focus obsessively on the moment when we're going to give birth, and quite rightly, because that's a huge moment. But the reality is that birth is just going to be one day, or maybe two for those of us who are unlucky. And the baby is for life. It's for many, many years, the baby. It's not just for one day. So it's really helpful to remember that we get focused on these particular milestones when in fact we've got a whole life ahead of us. Trust yourself, know that whatever decision you come to is the right one, and remember to enjoy these moments of your pregnancy. That's all for today. If you have a problem you'd like to submit, please send your email to dearviv@thepoolltd.com or tweet us at @thepooluk.
Thanks for listening. Join us again soon. And sign in to thepool.com, where you can get more content specifically made by us for women like you. We hope we'll see you there.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.